Some people say this is not hard to do, so long as you can remember how to spell gold. But this is a little bit cynical. Many dwarf songs, all right, all dwarf songs except the one about hi-ho, are on the lines of gold, gold, gold. But it's all in the inflection. Dwarfs have thousands of words for gold, but will use any of them in an emergency, such as when they see some gold that doesn't belong to them. They had a small office in Tin Lid Alley, where they sat either side of an anvil and wrote popular songs to mine along to.
Gort?
What?
What do you think of this one?
Hammerjug cleared his throat.
I'm mean and turf, and a mean and turf, and a mean and turf, and a mean and turf, and me and my friends can walk towards you with our hats on backwards in a menacing way, yo.
Gortlick chewed the end of his composing hammer thoughtfully.
Good rhythm, he said, but the words need some work.
You mean more gold, gold, gold?
Yes.
What are you thinking of calling it?
Rat music.
Why rat music?
Hammerjug looked puzzled.
Couldn't really say, he said. 'Twas just an idea I had in my brain.
Gortlick shook his head. Dwarfs were a burrowing race. He knew what they liked.
Good music's got to have hole in it, he said. You ain't got nothing if you ain't got hole.
Now, now, calm down, said Dibbler. It's the biggest venue in Ankh-Morpork, that's why. I don't see what the problem is.
The cavern, screamed Glod.
Chryso Price the Troll runs it, that's the problem.
They say he's a godfather in the Breccia, said Cliff.
Now, that's never been proved.
Only 'cause it's very hard to prove things when someone scooped a hole in your head and buried your feet in it.
There's no need for this prejudice, just 'cause he's a troll, said Dibbler.
I'm a troll, so I can be prejudiced against trolls, all right. He's one mean motherlode. They say when they found the big Breece gang, none of them had any teeth.
What is the cavern? Said Buddy.
Troll place, said Cliff. They say...
It'll be great. Why worry? Said Dibbler.
It's a gambling joint too.
Troll gambling is even simpler than Australian gambling. One of the most popular games is one-up, which consists of throwing a coin in the air and betting on whether it will come down again.
But the guild won't go in there, said Dibbler. Not if they know what's good for them.
And I know what's good for me too, shouted Glod. I'm good at knowing that. It's good for me not to go into a troll dive.
They threw axes at you in the drum, said Dibbler, reasonably. Yes, but only in fun. It's not as if they were aiming.
Anyway, said Cliff, only trolls and damn silly young humans go there who think it clever to drink in troll bar. You won't get an audience.
Dibbler tapped the side of his nose.
You play, he said. You'll get an audience. That's my job.
The doors aren't big enough for me to go in, snapped Glod.
They're huge doors, said Dibbler. They ain't big enough for me, because if you try to get me in there, you'll have to drag the street in two on account of me holding onto it. No, be sensible.
No, screamed Glod, and I'm screaming for all three of us.
The guitar whined. Buddy swung it around until he could hold it and played a couple of chords. That seemed to calm it down.
I think it, likes the idea, he said.
It likes the idea, said Glod, simmering down a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, do you know what they do to dwarfs who go into the cavern?
We do need the money, and it's probably not worse than what the guild'd do for us if we play anywhere else, said Buddy. And we've got to play.
They stood looking at one another.
What you boys should do now, said Dibbler, blowing out a smoke ring, is find somewhere nice and quiet to spend the day. Have a bit of a rest.
Damn right, said Cliff. I never expected to carry these rocks around the whole time.
Dibbler raised a finger.
Ah, he said, I thought of that too. You don't want to waste your talents lugging stuff around. That's what I told myself. I hired you a helper. Very cheap, only $1 a day. I'll take it straight out your wages so you don't have to bother about it. Meet Ashfelt.
Who? Said Buddy.
It's me, said one of the sacks beside Dibbler.
The sack opened up a bit and turned out to be not a sack at all, but a sort of crumpled kind of mobile heap.